This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Oh, good morning,
Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Tim.
Welcome back, Anna.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Joysters.
Yeah, we missed you last week, not.
Oh.
Oh, we had fun. We had like boys club in here.
It is like boys club, and I was listening from the end. And thank you for everyone that said hello. I wish I could say have bounced back and I'm absolutely 100%, but I'm not. So it'll be touch and go this morning. If I suddenly go quiet, I've got the cough button ready.
It's good. That's a good
bloody
thing.
I don't know. It's the weather or
everyone's
something.
Had
I
it.
Don't know.
Everyone's had it.
But I'm, you know, like my other brother laughed yesterday because I've been making a habit of doing comedy, stand-up comedy, all about my hypochondria. Mm. And I happened to say to him on the phone, I'm never sick. And he's just lost it. And I'm like, no, but I'm never really sick.
No, you have been really
sick. Like proper sickness, like laid out for a week and a half now. Mm. So I'm a bit over it.
Yeah, that's okay. But is this another
40-something or a boring story?
No, I was just going to say, are we going to drag the sickness out all morning? Because you know,
hey, what did you miss about me being a hypochondriac?
What?
Of course we're going to drag it out.
Yeah, of course we are. Yep. Hey, listen, good morning to you, Anna Murphy. Good to have
good
you
morning.
Back.
Thank
I
you.
I want to say a quick good morning to Labor MP Steve Herbert.
Oh, good morning.
This morning. The guy who ripped off the system with his little puppies.
Yeah. Oh, good on you.
Good on you. Ted and what was the other dog's name? Ted and something.
Ted and Patch.
Oh. Spent thousands on them, driving them
this
in the chauffeur limo from one house to another. Spent thousands on that. And then yesterday he's been busted again because he hasn't declared one of the houses. So when you're an MP, you've got to declare all your assets.
Hasn't declared the houses.
Then they find out he spent $43,000 on things like earphones, headphones, and coffee, and
Christmas cards,
and
wow,
you name it.
$43,000.
That's where all our money's going.
That's a fancy Christmas card, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I'm thinking of giving up dance parties and going into politics. I think
there's
a lot
more
money.
I think it'd be terrific.
Oh yes, I second that. Go for
it. Vote one, Dean Mays.
Yeah, and we can just have parties all the time, like every month. We'll have a party.
Unfortunately, the way you are, because you're so not politically correct, it would almost be like our version of Donald Trump.
Oh my God!
Do you know what I mean? Is anyone?
I see where you're coming from.
Do you know what I mean?
I've never groped boys at discos ever,
or not talked about it. And like, you've got much better hair, but like, you tend fly in the face.
But
of
sometimes
public
when
opinion.
I have those spray tans before a party, I do look like
you
Donald.
Do look
Show
like
us your hands.
You haven't had one yet.
They're okay.
Are you saying big or small?
No, they're regular size.
I thought he was looking for spray tan.
I thought he was looking for tan marks. Bit of Gaga there, Perfect Illusion.
There she is at her polarising best.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Anytime you need a key change in the middle of the song, you know the song is destined for doom.
No, see, this is where you and I and Tim and I are on the same side. We love that key change.
We need to throw it out to the people because
I'm
not going to diss the song because there's people that like the song out there.
Well, you just diss the song.
I hate it.
You can't diss the song and then say you're not going to diss it.
I just want to find out from the Joysters whether you think it's a good Gaga. No, let's not say bad. Like, do you think it's a good Gaga song? Have you heard the album, the new album? Do you think there's any other hits on it? Or is it just a wishy-washy sort of stuck between being really arty and really folk and rock and there's not really any direction and it's all over the place like a man with a spit?
See, okay, I apologise on behalf of my brother, ladies and gentlemen. I don't often do this, but I will now. Because you know what? You are like the snuffer of people's dreams. Like,
what?
Any
what?
Movie that comes
oh,
out,
hang on.
That's terrible. Any music, have you listened to the album?
I'm sure there's
Why don't you just let people be, like, creative and allow her to express herself in a different way and allow people to have differences of opinions
why?
Of you?
Why don't you just stop applauding average?
Oh, dear. I don't really know.
Sorry.
Do I do that?
Yeah, all the time. But look, we'll throw it out to the Joysters. I think we'll get the Joysters are the people who should.
Can we just stop? Is it possible to call Lady Gaga average? I'm pricking that she's doing better than us anyway. Hey?
What? Oh, so you're judging it all by material and wealth
and
celebrity
talent.
And talent. There's someone that shouldn't sext. Not have sex. Shouldn't sext anyone. Shouldn't text message with sexy.
Well, he probably shouldn't. In that public eye.
No, he shouldn't.
You know, you'd
but
be
he has.
Bit...
I mean, he's shared it all, hasn't
Absolutely.
He? Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's got much shame. But
no.
You would be a little. I mean, it's not something that I would readily do now. Anyway.
Have you in the past?
No.
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 Oh, I might have sent a cleavage shot.
Haven't got the. The girls out?
The cans. Might have done a bit of a cat, but not like didn't add my face in as well.
Benny Hill music.
Didn't sort of add that in. So unidentifiable to most people. But that's it.
I want to bring up what happened to me during the week.
Oh.
All right. So it's just on random on Facebook and someone sent me a message. I've known this person for a long while. And it says So, we've been friends for almost 20 years and I still haven't seen my ultimate crush naked. Seems unfair. Go. Right? Don't
and
you like that?
Go.
And go.
Just random.
So I said back, I said, that's the best message I've had all week.
Well, this is the thing, doll. You've been named as someone's ultimate crush.
Then I didn't, I know, and then I didn't respond.
I've never had that title assigned to me.
Thank you. And
that's massive.
Well, neither have I. So I was caught off guard.
Can we give him the clap for that? That's amazing. Well,
I probably could have got the clap from that.
anyway. I'm really impressed. So ultimate crush.
I didn't respond for a while, like quite a while. And he goes, oh, so that's a no. With the devil, you know, the devil sort of like.
Yeah, that's a horny devil.
Horny
doll.
Devil? I said a horny devil.
Yes,
I thought it was just a pissed off devil.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm getting my emojis wrong. And then I sent back, never say never. Nervous again. Nervous emoji. Nervous, you know. And then he sent a shot with it, like, it all going on, right? Just stuff happening. In his nakedness. And I said, you're obviously training heaps, you know.
I love how it's high-pitched. I wonder if that really comes across in the message.
Really sexy. But I love the fact that it's taken this guy 20 years. So, obviously, has it taken him this long to get the courage or is he just really hard up now? And we've got nothing going on.
What? Okay, anyway.
Well, you could look at it both ways.
So then he says, okay, your turn. Show me some skin, mister. Right? And I'm like... I'll get back to you on that, right? And he goes, pants off now, right? Pretty please?
No, he's begging.
Begging.
And then that's what was he drinking?
Oh, so that's a no. Sad emoji.
Sad face.
And then after all we've been through. And then there's a million emojis. And I don't know what they mean. One's got a cucumber in it and I don't know what that means,
actually. Oh, wow.
Anyway.
I really think you should stop
that. Cucumber or eggplant?
Eggplant.
Oh, sorry.
What does it mean?
That's like show us
your eggplant.
Show us your wang.
Yeah, I've never called it an eggplant before.
Yeah, apparently that's the thing these days.
Called it an elephant. But anyway.
Wow. Ticket smart.
And not elephantitis. It's not in some weird shape and hanging out my leg.
Hey,
anyway.
Anyone? Tickets. He's got them by himself.
Anyway, he says, look, if you're more comfortable, we can text.
Oh, because this is on
this
Facebook.
This is on Facebook.
Messenger.
So, yeah, and then I just left it.
Oh, for God's sake, stop being such a prude. Just send him a cock shot.
Before that song, which you've destroyed.
No, like the song.
Love the song.
Oh, I love the song.
Song's
just
got terrible.
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. We were talking about sexting and I had this.
Well, you were.
Well, I had this
admirer. Your saucy little minx.
Well, I've had this person I've known for 20 years wanting me to then all of a sudden start to send them nude shots and stuff.
I think it's terrific that you're actually in a position where that would be okay. Like if anyone from 20 years ago asked me the same thing, I would have to hire a body double.
Well, this Troy sent through a message. Troy sent through a message said, I think sexting is hot. Go for it, Dean. And I'm not adverse to it. I don't really particularly like sexting, but it was the whole fact that I've known this dude for 20 years and it felt a bit creepy.
I like how you've brought it back to, I've known this dude for 20 years. Like you're trying
like
to remove yourself from this situation. Like, hey, mate.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Is it a good pick?
Of me or him?
Of him.
Oh, right. No. We're not talking about you. It's not like selfie time.
I mean, you can rate your own.
No, nude selfies and rate yours.
7.5 out of 10.
You already told us you've got elephantitis.
Yeah, well, this guy, I can't even tell you what this guy does because everyone will probably, you know, a lot of people in Melbourne will probably know
no,
who he is.
No, leave anyway, that out. Leave Protect it out. The identity.
Yeah. But because of the work that he does, yeah, great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, great. No, but that's not the point. It's like, kind of like, oh, no, I've known you since you were 17. Like, it's a bit weird. Anyway.
But he's not still 17. It's not like he's stayed at 17 and you've now aged and so you're the creepy uncle.
No, no.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you've both moved along the timeline at the same time.
But, you know,
probably an adult.
He is an adult.
Yes.
But, yeah, anyway.
Is that where the problem is?
No, I don't know. It's just that I've known him for 20 years. I feel a bit weird in.
Wow.
I wonder what his intention is. Like, is it just to get the. The snap of you back? Like, does do we start dating now? Like, what?
And we know
like,
the same
this?
People. Are you just sitting around dinner one night and going, I'll get Murph's shots and we'll share them around the table?
Imagine if you fell for that. You're like, oh.
Do you know what I mean? We're having dinner.
FML. FML.
Oh. And he's got his ugly jocks on.
I was in a vulnerable moment.
Anyway,
we're going to. Now, listen.
Yes.
Well, I think we've run out of time.
He's got his bog catchers on.
Oh, dear. Bog catchers.
Yeah, anyway.
I don't think anyone on this radio station would ever have expected to hear that term ever.
Anyway, we're talking sexting this morning.
Yes, we are. And do you know what? It just dawned on me. There was this fabulous response to a lady in England actually received unwarranted. Peen eye shot.
I'll keep it
nice because I believe there's people listening. Good morning, LB and Ava, if you're there. So anyway, sent a rude picture.
Yes.
And so this lady basically said, well, I did the only thing that I could, being English. I wrote him a letter.
Oh, what was the letter?
The letter reads, Dear Sir, thank you for the unexpected and unsolicited submission of your penis portrait for our consideration. We regret to inform you that it has failed to pass
our
basic standards of quality control at this time. However, for a nominal fee, we can offer you a report that will help you change that. The A4 report provided via postal service will include a personalised booklet that covers the following. Why genitals are not an acceptable conversation opener. Brackets, a step-by-step guide to saying hello. How to appear as though you weren't raised by wolves. Better ways to deal with your sexual frustration. How to dress your penis for social media, e.g. A rough guide to pants. Penis reading, a new form of palmistry that may help you unlock the key to your future. We will also answer questions you might have, such as, do I have too much time on my hands? Why did my penis fail? Basic standards of quality control. Note the number of one reason for this occurring is that it is attached to a bigger than itself. Finally, as a gesture of goodwill, we intend to offer 2 free samples with all of your future penis portrait submissions, an inventive critique of your pride and joy, and a surprise consultation with your closest available family member about your portfolio. We trust this exciting offer is acceptable. Look forward to working with you in the near future. Yours faithfully.
Imagine the dude with the penis. He would have just gone, she's hard work. Next. Anna Murphy, it's time to talk about this.
Oh, right.
There's something strange going on near Lake Titicaca with its scrotum frogs.
What?
At least 10,000 of these fat, wrinkly and very rare frogs have mysteriously died in Peru. Thousands of frogs were discovered floating in a river.
Oh.
In the River Costa. By members of the Committee Against the Pollution of whatever the river is. The river flows into Lake Titicaca, the highest navigable lake in the world. And all these frogs, which are called frogs,
I can't cope with this
have
article
died.
Because I'm the most juvenile person in the world and there's 2 words that I can't cope with there.
What's that? Titicaca?
And scrotum. It's like when I was in a medical terminology course and they said sphincter twice. And I could not stop laughing. And they were all medical people. And, like, I just embarrassed myself massively. And I've just done it again on air. Thank you, Joyce. I'm sorry, but I can't take... What? They can't be called scrotum frogs.
They are called scrotum frogs. They're wrinkly, big and round and fat.
Titicata scrotum frog. That could be my new favourite sentence.
Do you reckon we've hit an all-time low on this show?
I don't know.
Do you reckon that's the worst, like...
I feel like we had a group meeting and we made it our mission statement to just see how low we can go every week. Like, just keep picking it up and looking underneath.
Absolutely. Well, something that's going to raise the levels of the show very, very soon.
Scrotum frog.
We have an X Factor star.
Oh, God.
Going to join us on the phone real soon. Anna Murphy.
Yes.
Ever so often we get some celebrities that fly past the doors of Joy and we're very excited about. And this morning's no different.
No different at all.
We are lucky. If you remember back to 2014, did you watch X Factor then?
I did indeed. And it's Ronan
amazing Keating
that
was
I can
one
remember.
Of the judges.
I can barely remember what happened yesterday. So obviously my long-term memory's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you now, the girl who won it caught everyone off guard because she was brilliant, but she was so young.
Mm-hmm.
So young. Well, that was a couple of years ago. Melissa joins us on the phone. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
It's
how
a pleasure.
Are you?
How are you going?
I'm really good, thank you. Very excited for so many things, yeah.
Now, Melissa, you were almost an embryo when you were on the show in 2014. You've grown up a little bit since then. You had a massive track when you came out of the show called Stand By You, which peaked at number two on the ARIA charts. It was huge. How did you cope at that age, being really young, how did you cope with all the success?
Well, I had the guidance of my mother, you know. She was always there with me. And, I just told myself, you know, just enjoy this. You know, you got nothing to lose. You're young. You know, you still got a lot of time. And, I just enjoyed myself.
How old are you now?
I just turned 17.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Now it's a very exciting time for you at the moment because it has just been confirmed and announced that you're joining Ronan Keating on his new tour. Tell us about that and how did that come about?
Well, we've been communicating over the past 2 years and, you know, we just brought up the idea, you know, that he matters to me. So, I was like, that'd be amazing. And, we eventually sorted out the tour, and the tour starts tonight at Melbourne.
Oh,
that's amazing.
So
did you obviously you met Ronan during the show, but, I mean, if you can think back, you were 14 at the time, if you can think back to when you were 10, dreaming of being a singer on the world stage, would you have ever thought that Ronan Keating would be your manager and you'd be touring with him?
No way in a million years, you know. Me and my family, huge fans of Ronan, we never thought, oh my gosh, this level is like in heaven, you know. I thought I'd stay down here in Earth.
And Melissa,
I'm very blessed.
He seemed like a really caring judge on the show, but sometimes with, you know, shows and whatever, we as the general public look and go, you know, is he really like that? Is it all just a show for the TV series? But he really does care about his artists, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's really genuine. You know, he has his own daughters, you know, and children, so he knows how to take care of people with age like me.
Yeah.
So he's very genuine, and, you know, I'm very blessed to work with such a kind, caring man like him. You know, he's experienced, and, you know, he's just mentoring me and passing all his knowledge down to me. So, I'm very lucky.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well,
congratulations.
The Hamer Hall is where it all kicks off in Melbourne tonight. And obviously there's a show tomorrow night. Then you're off to places like Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane, Newcastle, Perth, the whole thing.
No, not Perth.
Not Perth. No, we're not doing Perth.
There's an exception at the bottom there, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Great. Thanks for clarifying that, Anna Murphy. But listen, we wish you all the best. Have you got some new material coming out?
Yeah. We've got some new music coming out soon. A single will be released very soon. And, we're still working on some more tracks. So, I can't wait to share it with everyone.
Well, we can't wait to hear it. But listen, right now, thank you so much for your time. We're going to play your number two on the ARIA chits. ARIA charts. I nearly dropped something then. But, Melissa, this is Stand By You. It's a great track. Thank you so much for your time this morning on Murphy's Law.
Thank you for having me.
Donald Trump's Melania Trump is now, if she becomes First Lady, she's vowed she's going to clean up social media.
Well, all she'd have to do is take Donald's phone off him.
Oh, my God.
What did she?
Anyway.
Clean up? He's the worst offender of all time.
Came up on my Facebook feed and I was like, that's
just,
funny.
This practical joke needs to be over.
Well, here's
I'm all for a long gag, but this one's just really...
Two more weeks. Actually, not even that. 10 days? 10 days. Right. 11 days. It's not be great. Can't wait. Here's one for you, Anna Murphy. You'll love this.
What?
If only there were an online dating site like Tinder or OkCupid for snails.
For what?
Then Jeremy, the snail, a very unusual snail found in an English garden, might have a better chance of finding love.
What do you mean?
Well, he's rare, old Jeremy. A one-in-a-million discovery. And his chances of finding a mate will be slim.
Why?
That's because his genetic anomaly has led led Jeremy, a garden snail, to develop a shell that coils to the left, known as a sinistral spiral. Most snails have a right side spiraling.
Oh, he's a lefty.
He's a lefty. Oh. So most of them are right side, right?
Oh.
Unfortunately for Jeremy, his sinistral shell means that his genitals are on the opposite side of his body compared with most garden snails.
Oh, bugger.
Making it very difficult for him to mate with dextral snails.
What do you...
Well, it's like this. Snails mate.
I'm fascinated by Jeremy.
Snails mate in a face-to-face position.
Do they? Oh.
Imagine two cars passing each other, driving in opposite directions.
Right.
As long as they have their steering wheels on the same side, then they can pass a package between them across the middle of the road.
What?
But if one has the driving wheel on the other side, it won't work. It's much like our snail Jeremy.
This is a really bad analogy. This is as bad as my two-way street analogy.
However, don't fret, don't worry. Snails are hermaphrodites, meaning that if they want to, they can reproduce on their own without the need for a mate.
Well, so this whole article's rubbish.
Well, they can. However, they don't really like doing this.
Let's talk about the snail that can't mate, but doesn't matter. It can take care of himself.
Well, it can
anyway.
Take care of itself, but hey. The whole point of this is they don't like doing that.
Well, Jeremy,
they like
sometimes it's not about what you like.
Just
sometimes
knock,
it's about
what,
keeping the species
Seriously,
going,
buddy,
isn't
just,
it, Jeremy?
Just knock
it's
one off.
It's a little bit like the button beetle that eats itself. What is it? Has sex with itself, has itself, and then
eats
itself.
Yeah.
The Japanese button beetle.
Anyway,
I actually think that was disproved, that one, if I think back to myself. Anyway, Jeremy, get over yourself.
Knock one off,
Root
buddy.
Yourself. Go on.
Root yourself.
Well, that's what he needs to do.
And it's time for Last Man Standing, Anna Murphy. Now, you were away last week. It was a battle of the Titans.
And I've just heard a little story about that.
Yes.
Hopefully that Shane's listening out there. Are you going to come clean?
No, I'm not, because he's watching through the window. I'm not coming clean on that at all.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Dean, on last week.
You are so going down. You are so going down.
What is it about prior preparation preventing?
Okay,
piss
now I have to say, because he's watching through the window and people are probably going, what the hell happened? Okay, last week, Anna Murphy was away. Now, Shane, our newsreader, was filling in for Anna, and he's super sharp. The man knows everything. He's
yes.
He's in like an encyclopedia of information.
Yep.
And so. I said to Tim, I need the heads up on what the topic is because I feel like I'm going to get slaughtered in this one. So he told me roughly what it was, and then I went and researched and wrote down a million responses, right?
And
wrote
down still a
million,
nearly got beaten.
Million responses. He came in, I thought, oh, I'll wipe the water with him. He just kept rolling off.
He's the Essendon Football Club radio.
Oh, my God. And Shane just kept going. It was Australian native animals, and I was running out. I had a list of about 20. I was still running out. Anyway, no cheating, please. It's all good. It's all about board.
Well, I don't know whether you need to say that to anyone else but yourself.
So, all right, look, I'll tell you what I'll do, because I was already ahead the week before. I will balance this thing out. I will give you that point from last week.
Thank you.
Right. So it's 9-all.
Great.
Shane, we share this point.
9-all.
All right, so Dean, okay. You will be kicking us off today.
I tell
today.
You what, you've got to keep an eye on him. He's the dodgiest person on the
Anyway.
All right, okay. Dean, you ready to
yes,
go?
Yes, I'm ready
okay.
to go.
Oh, hands dear. On buzzers, everybody. Okay. Today's topic is musical instruments.
Trumpet.
Guitar.
Flute.
Piano.
Drums.
Saxophone.
Violin.
Cello.
Double bass.
Drums.
Triangle.
Oh,
you said, oh, you did too.
Congratulations.
I like how you're going, oh, you did too. No, I didn't. You
and
did.
Then my last one, the triangle. Who plays the triangle?
Hey, I played the triangle at school.
No
it was
wonder,
unreal.
Because it's the only.
No, I was in percussion.
Oh, really?
I did all that sort of stuff.
So you calling
timpanis,
the triangle percussion?
Xylophone. I had a whole list of things that I forgot to say.
Anyway, we could talk about that forever. But here's a lady that, oh, guess what?
What?
It's off. The engagement, James Packer,
Mariah
Carey.
Is it?
Yeah. She walked away with a $6 million engagement ring, but it's all off. Too hard work.
But you know what?
This
is what the thing
her?
Is.
Well,
$6 million to them, it's like me giving you a $50 gift card to Maya. You know?
You're right,
it's like, oh, we keep the ring.
Anyway,
it
tears for James, tears. We're really upset for tears.
No, I
tears,
was
tears.
Really looking forward to seeing how gaudy that wedding would be.
Oh, yeah. Or the sex tape that came out afterwards. It'd be like two hippos going at it, wouldn't it? Mariah Carey, free single and $6 million richer with that ring. I'd be cash converters tomorrow if that happened to me. At just on 12 minutes to 9.
Just wearing cash converters.
I'm just imagining you walking down the street with a $6 million diamond ring on your finger.
What, are you saying it would never happen?
Well.
God, you're a Debbie Downer. Hey, listen,
no,
we threw it out.
You're the one that says that you don't want a relationship. Oh. I think you'd need to change that chatter if you're going to get a $6 million
ring. This is stuff we talk about on the
balcony.
This is not what we talk about on air.
Oh.
Now, listen, we threw it out of there earlier on in the piece because you're so anti-Halloween this year, so anti-coming to the Halloween party on Monday night.
The people that go, oi, this is Australia, not America. Like, we don't do Halloween.
We do
like,
do it now. We do, and it's going to be big. It's huge. Now, we threw it out to the people to say if they could choose an outfit for you to wear and you liked it, you'd come to the party.
Yeah, yes.
And lots of responses coming through. We've got a double pass to Halloween to give away. If you've got 12 minutes to get your
Halloween,
responses in.
That's very tricky. I like that.
Yeah, thanks. Ange sent one through, said Anna could go as Julia Gillard. She used to do that so well.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
I miss Julesy G.
Greg from Abbotsford said, hey, Murph, great music this morning. Anna, you could go to the party with a couple of empty vodka bottles hanging around your neck and go as the departed spirits. Cheers.
A couple
of
bottles.
Oh, I get it.
It's actually quite good.
I like that too.
Couple. Yeah, anyway. For breakfast. And this one said, Anna could go as a Ouija board. Is that right?
Yep.
Point to different parts of her body and something scary will happen.
I'm telling.
No shit,
I'm
Sherlock.
Glad you said it like that and not just point at scary parts of my body. We can all play that game.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.